Orwellian hellscape, top economist blasts Facebook for fact-checking claim of American recession. By Lucas Nolan on August 1, 2022. Facebook recently placed a fact-checking label on a post written by top economist Philip Magnus, the research and education director at the American Institute for Economic Research, after he stated that America is now in a recession. Magnus fired back at Mark Zuckerberg and the Masters of the Universe, saying, "We live in an Orwellian hellscape. Facebook is now fact-checking anyone who questions the White House's word games about the definition of a recession." The Daily Mail reports that Facebook recently placed a fact-checking label on a post from top economist Philip Magnus, who stated that America is now in a recession. Magnus is the research and education director at the American Institute for Economic Research and called the censorship Orwellian. The post was marked by Facebook's fact-checkers as misleading, to which Magnus tweeted, "We live in an Orwellian hellscape. Facebook is now fact-checking anyone who questions the White House's word games about the definition of a recession." He added, "Recession. N. 1. Two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth when the media dislikes the president. 2. A vague, holistic, ill-defined condition that you aren't allowed to talk about until NBER makes a determination a year from now, provided the media likes the president." The issue was highlighted recently by a White House fact sheet issued on July 21 that stated that the determination of whether there was a recession was not holistic. The White House stated, "What is a recession? While some maintain that two consecutive quarters of falling real GDP constitute a recession, that is neither the official definition nor the way economists evaluate the state of the business cycle. Instead, both official determinations of recessions and economists' assessment of economic activity are based on a holistic look at the data, including the labor market, consumer and business spending, industrial production, and incomes. Based on these data, it is unlikely that the decline in GDP in the first quarter of this year, even if followed by another GDP decline in the second quarter, indicates a recession." In a Wall Street Journal op-ed titled "A Recession by Any Other Name," published on July 27, Magnus wrote that NBER is not the official arbiter of recessions. Magnus argued that the federal government has often used the general definition preferred by most laypeople. Rather than tackling the underlying economic problems, the White House is playing word games, he stated. The White House's attempt to wordsmith its way around a recession shows the dangers of politicizing economic terms. He added, "Mr. Biden's economic advisors are trying to buy time by exploiting NBER's otherwise defensible methodology. They hope doing so will insulate the administration from the electoral backlash in the event of a downturn." Read more at the Daily Mail here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.